It's the 20th of September, commonly known as A Place in the Sun Week here at Sevenova, and welcome back to the new season of the Algarve Property Podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about why all of our UK clients, and in fact, you know, any European clients, should be heading to Birmingham this weekend. So from Friday, here at Sevenova, we're going to be holding our biggest exhibition stand ever seen in Birmingham at A Place in the Sun Live at the NEC. And just to make it really easy for you, the stand C15 is so close to the entrance, you'll be able to drive in, park at the NEC, walk through the main entrance hall, and we'll be there waving at you. So we can't wait to see you. So on today's podcast, talking about A Place in the Sun, is Anna. Hello there, Anna. Nice to see you.
Hello, David. Hello, everybody. It's been a long time we don't do this podcast, so hello again.
Yeah, it is great to hear you on the airwaves again. And of course, Robert is there also. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, David. How are you doing? All right?
Yeah, good. It'll be great to see you both face-to-face, in person, on stand C15 in a few days' time.
Yep, we're looking forward to it too. Yep.
By the way, I have a question for you, David. What do you want me to bring to you from the beautiful Garve?
Oh, well, if you can, could you bring me some figs?
Figs? Okay, how about honey?
Honey. And also, honey's really good, isn't it, on an exhibition, because we talk all day and most of the night as well. And by the end of Sunday, we're all talking a bit like this. So if we're going to record a podcast early next week, then yes, we'll definitely need some honey. And how about some of your gorgeous lemons, Anna?
Let's see what the tree got to offer. Not many this season, but I think I've got a few, big ones.
And if Customs and Excise are listening to this podcast, don't worry, just let Anna through Customs. We have given her express permission to bring food and drink from Portugal to the NEC. Robert, are you going to bring anything? I think
actually, I was thinking about bringing some pomegranates, but there is one big problem. They're looking great on the trees, but we've got to bring loads of fantastic new property guides, and they weigh an awful lot, so I'm not sure I'll be able to fit in the pomegranates as well, I'm afraid. So you're going to have to come over to enjoy those.
Okay, well, I'll be there in the next month or so, all being well. I mean, if you have any grapefruit hanging around, then, you know, grapefruit's also very, very much welcomed at the moment.
No, you have to wait till December for that.
Okay.
Sadly, sorry.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, amongst all this amazing fresh fruit and my love of apples, so I'll be bringing the usual stock of apples, we might have some sweets on the stand as well. Maybe, Anna, you know, you've got some Quality Street from a few years ago, from last night.
They're stuck in the tube, but I think they're overdue now. So I'm going to ask you a favor, David, if you don't mind, to buy some for our for us to share, and to share with our clients. Obviously, we always have a pot of sweets to share. Some chocolates.
I will find some chocolates for you, Anna. And, you know, if anyone's listening to this podcast who is thinking of making the journey up the M5 and M42 later this week, then yes, I will make sure we've got some chocolate on the stand. Yes, I will do that for you, Anna.
Good, thank you.
So let's turn our view now to the current economics as is. You know, I mean, we all know, we're all grown up enough to know there's a lot of turmoil going on at the moment. But the Portuguese property market, Robert, seems to continue unabounds. There seems to be a never-ending supply of people wanting to relocate or to maybe buy a second property in the Algarve. This continues, doesn't it?
Very much so. Obviously, the summertime, we tend to have people more on holiday, even though we have many people coming to view properties, if they can get in. September is when more people start coming over. A lot of the serious buyers come over. They can get accommodation. They can get around. They can get into the properties. Properties selling so fast. I mean, we've had three lovely townhouses near Padua. All of them we sold literally within a week or 2 weeks of taking them on the market. Many properties are like that. We are selling them very fast. There's a lack of properties here generally. Obviously, they don't allow much building, which is very good in many ways, but it is quite difficult perhaps. So people really have to be prepared if they want to come and buy a property, be prepared with finances and everything else, so they can, as soon as they found the right property, at least they can put a deposit down and confirm things. But the market is very good, very strong. A lot of people perceive Portugal, especially Algarve, as being a very safe place, which it is. I must say, I mean, there are obviously so many benefits here, but with all the turmoil going on in the world, a lot of people feel that they need that additional security. And we are very, very happy. We're very lucky here in the Algarve to actually have that. But, everything is very busy with the property market. And I think it will just continue. No reason why not.
No, it is a very resilient market and has shown incredible resilience since recovering from the credit crunch all those years ago, back in 2008 and throughout COVID as well. So, yeah, that's really good news. And I guess that for UK buyers, so, you know, for buyers who will potentially be at the exhibition later this week, there are so many benefits for Brits still buying in Portugal, whether or not that's a visa or the ability to stay anyway for up to, you know, 3 months at a time. So, you know, Portugal is still open for the British buyer, isn't it, Robert?
Very much so. I mean, it's always been a very popular destination for holidays, but also to live or partially live here as well. The Portuguese are very keen to welcome Brits, obviously. There are many schemes. Obviously, the golden visas require a certain amount of investment, but then you've got the D7 visas, which is passive visas, which you only need to actually need to prove you've got over the minimum wage, which is very little. And you can actually then have a visa here where you can actually go to travel in any of the other EU countries as well. So there are many ways to do that. You don't have to be restricted just to the 3 months and every 6 months. There are ways if you want to spend more time here, and it's quite easy to arrange. We have a lot of information actually on the stand in this new property guide that we've produced, that Anna's produced, that has a lot of information about the golden visa, the D7, the D2, and other type of visas, and the non-habitual tax residency as well. So I hope people will come over, pick up copies. If you can't come over, just obviously send us an email and we can send the link by email.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's really good. I mean, the property brochure looks amazing. It's our best ever, Anna. So you must put a lot of effort into that, Anna, because it really does look amazing, and I can't wait for people to come into the exhibition and pick one up. It feels like a real hardback novel. It's amazing.
Yes, it looks really nice. We just picked it up from the printer 2 days ago. We're all very excited about this new brochure. We printed specific for this exhibition, so there was a lot of work involved. A lot of information, that, as Robert said, about the ways of people coming to Portugal, especially the British and non-European as well, the possibilities, and all about the buying process, also about the selling process. So if you're in the UK and if you have a property here in the Algarve, if you decided you want to come and see us, and maybe thinking about us as promoting your Algarve property. We also have information about selling. So we are very excited about this exhibition because it's been almost 3 years. We don't do an exhibition. So I'm looking forward to go to Birmingham and to have the famous Indian curry.
Hey.
But David told me not to tell this, but I'm going to tell anyway. I think it's Saturday evening, isn't it? And so I'm looking forward to it. So, but talking about our brochure, yes, it's our pride and joy this moment. And I really sincerely hope that our brochure is very welcome to our clients that come and see us. So it will be a pleasure to receive you all. in our beautiful stand. We'll be exhibiting a big and good selection of properties that we are already organizing to take over with us. And I'll be there, Robert will be there, David will be there, and Maddie as well. So it'll be four of us this time. And yeah, I think it's going to be really a great show. Hopefully, we have lots of clients wanting to come over to the Algarve, although we are competing with other countries. But the Algarve, you know, is always very welcome to the English. It's like, you know, we've been coming for such a long time. It's part of Algarve as well, our home, their home. So we will welcome you and hopefully have many leads and clients coming over.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be busy as ever. I mean, Birmingham's always a great show. I mean, Robert, you've personally, and with Anna as well, over 40 years, I guess, you've been attending overseas property exhibitions for many, many years, Birmingham just one of them. What are the sort of places that you've been to overseas property exhibitions? I think you did some in China or Hong Kong, wasn't it, a wee while ago as well?
Yeah, I mean, we used to do quite a few in the Middle East, in Dubai, and then in Asia, Thailand and Hong Kong especially. In fact, we did one with, I think, Anna, a lawyer friend of ours, and my mother went actually in 2001 or 2002, I think. But we've been to many countries. Nowadays, it's actually more local. It's more within Europe. So various in the UK, Scotland, Ireland, that we've been to many times. Sweden. Into France, different parts of France, Belgium, Holland. We're looking at doing them possibly in Germany, but in many countries. It really depends on the market at the time, and that's when we decide. We used to do about 8 to 10 a year. Obviously, with COVID, we haven't done any for pretty much 3 years now. So that's why we're very, very keen to meet new people who want help and assistance and finding out how to buy property in Portugal. But we've been doing them for many years. We have a good format. It's very informal, the way we do things. We, as a company, we never do any pushy sales stuff. We don't like it ourselves, and we certainly don't want that for our clients. We're very much there to inform and give as much help as possible. And that's the way that we do things.
Mm. Yeah, brilliant. Okay, and people, of course, who attend over the 3 days of the exhibition, you can leave details with us. And as Anna mentioned, we can send you a copy of the beautiful new brochure electronically, or leave you all the details that you want, and we'll follow up when we're back in Portugal. One of the property consultants team will follow up directly with you. I suppose this is another one really for you, Robert, is... what would you say is the main reason why someone who is maybe thinking of buying an overseas property, particularly in Portugal, why they should make the effort and come to Birmingham later this week?
I think it's always lovely for us to meet our clients, so we can really get a good understanding of what everyone's looking for in buying a property, the reasons why they want to buy a property, so we can then work on the sort of property that would be suitable. Obviously, because we've been here as a company for 41 years, I've been working here since 1988. We're all of the sales, our property consultants and the admin staff know the area so well. We can all support and help all of our clients in such a way. And I think if you meet people face to face, you can actually then understand a lot better. They understand who we are and how we can help. And most of the clients we meet at exhibitions, they will come and see us, which is really lovely. Often we make appointments for when they're coming, if they book. Otherwise, we just keep in touch and just arrange for when they come over. There's a lot of things we could do when they go over, and we can even obviously help suggesting hotels and car hire companies and those sort of things, which might be useful. Normally, I suggest that people stay in the center of the Algarve near the coast, because then it's easy to get across from one side to the other. Mm-hmm. If you just stay in Lagos, for instance, then if you ever want to go to Tavira, it's going to be a real hike to do that. So that's why we suggest people stay in the central area. It's much easier. Communications are better. We're literally 30 minutes from the airport, so it's very easy. But to actually be able to sit down, and we do take time to sit down to understand what people want at an exhibition, it's very convenient for people, obviously, rather than coming here. So at least you can actually do a bit of the legwork now. And so when you actually come over to have a look at properties, whether it's on holiday or specifically to look at properties, at least you really know who you're dealing with, which I think could be really helpful as well.
Mm. Yeah, it is incredibly helpful. There's lots of information on the stand. There's the brochure. I think that, you know, there are lawyers also going to be at the exhibition as well, so you can ask those legal questions if you wish. And of course, you've got the representatives from A Place in the Sun itself there. So if you're a fan of the Channel 4 programme, then it's always great to come along. You never know. You may be starstruck and spot one of the presenters from the show as well. So if meeting Anna in person doesn't give you that that starstruck notion, then you can always bump into Jasmine or one of the other presenters from A Place in the Sun. So Anna, you mentioned about the famous Birmingham hospitality, and as a Brummie myself, I absolutely underline the fact that Birmingham is the most hospitable city.
You're so proud of your city that you can't even speak about it.
I can't even say it. And after the Commonwealth Games this summer, what better reason to come to Birmingham and enjoy its hospitality? So what are you looking forward to, Anna, apart from the curry?
Well, the exhibition is come first, obviously. We go there for work and work together as a team, and also to see you because it's been a while. Mm-hmm. We're not together, and it's always after the work. It's fun to be all together and to talk about what we've done during the day, what expectations we have from our exhibition, and just relax a little bit. Although we don't have much time, but there's always one night we go to the city and to have a walk around, and it's really lovely. If it is raining, oh, I don't care. I just like to go and enjoy myself with you guys. And I know it's work, but it's also... it's a getaway, isn't it? It's another way of working and meeting people, and I'm looking forward to, because I'm a people person. I like to meet other people and to chat, and altogether, it's a lot of work. Some people don't really understand how much work it is involved to do an exhibition. Apart from the work we have here in the office, we travel and we put the stand up on the day that we arrive. And then we have 3 days of working, Friday to Sunday. And then we come back the next day. So we don't have really much time to visit the city. But the time we have free, we really enjoy ourselves. All together, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think it will be fun. And Robert, is there a particular highlight that you love of my home city? I mean, is there something that in all the years of visiting that you really can't look forward enough to visiting in Birmingham?
Is there? I mean, I suppose years and years ago, I sort of had this sort of pretty poor impression growing up in Birmingham, but I've been there quite a few times now, and the centre of Birmingham is lovely, and all the canals and everything else, the people are really friendly, really lovely as well. It surprises you. So if you haven't been there, which of course most people have, but if they haven't, I really do recommend you do go, because it actually is a lovely city in itself. It's got some beautiful buildings, and as I say, with all the water canals and things like that, it really is lovely. The Venice of the UK, perhaps.
Hey, look at that, the Venice.
It'd just be nice to have better weather sometimes. Huh?
Well,
are you going to buy us a free meal now, David?
Well, I'm going to send this to the Visit Birmingham tourist office, and I think after that plaudit, the way the city has improved since I moved there back in 86, I think it should definitely be on the must visit list. And this weekend, of course, A Place in the Sun, it should be on your must visit list. And of course, as Robert said, Birmingham's incredibly well connected, so you know, within 2 hours, you can be almost anywhere in England, and a little bit further afield within 3 hours. So, you know, why not jump in the car, get onto the motorway, and come see us? And I understand that the rail strikes have been cancelled as well. So you can now come on the train, which will land you at the NEC in Birmingham in double quick time. So whether or not you're flying to us or whether or not you're coming by car, the exhibition opens on Friday at 10 o'clock at the NEC. It's open till 5 o'clock each day, and we'll be there on stand C15 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And just in case you want to make a beeline for the stand at 10 o'clock on Friday morning and you fancy a coffee, I think we're right next to catering, Robert. Is that right? I think on the plan.
Yeah, we are. We are. Yep. It's right past.
God, couldn't be better. So we're right next to the catering outlet. We're really close to the entrance. So why not come and see us? Anna, Robert, myself, and Maddie will be on the stand ready to answer all of your questions. We can't wait to see you later in the week. Thanks very much again, Anna, for coming along today. See you in a couple of days.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure.
Really good. See you on Friday morning. And you too, Robert. Safe journeys to Birmingham.
Many thanks. See you there.
See you there.
See you there, David. Bye.
Okay, bye.
See you at the CN.
Yeah, bye. See you C15.